Blog Talk Radio.
Dutch Body Radio. Life after dust, dust. Dutch Body Radio. You need a tune in to Dutch Body Radio. Life after dust, dust. Dutch Body Radio.
Life after dust, dust. Dutch Body Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit DutchBody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
On the stars of tomorrow. You need work in your career. Steady J hold the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock and Samora and Terry Lamona in your survival. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got life after dust. Dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit DutchBody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah! Well, here's the Life of the Dust Lodge. This is your boy, Steady J. It is another beautiful Wednesday here on Life of the Dust Lodge. And, of course, you heard my bro, the camel in the building, and letting y'all know that today is hump day. Hump day after dust is what we call it around these here parts. So, man, definitely just glad to have everybody at the show. Shout out to my boy, Ronaldo Creative, always showing love. You get it when you fit in every chance you get. All the guests listening, ready in the phones, live listening on the chat room, or listening to archives. Because people that listen to archives, we love y'all too. If you don't, that's the whole point of this show. If you miss it live, you can always come back and listen to it whenever you want. That's the whole point of the beautiful part of how this show runs. So, kind of give y'all a little information for those that don't know, that ain't peeped what today's show is about. We're going to have my girl, the beautiful Monet. And I mean beautiful. You know, she's up from GA, and she's now holding down in the NC, making some moves, and really, she's got a lot coming up. And y'all definitely got to keep your eyes on her. Man, I'm telling y'all, she's just really going to make some stuff happen, real crazy. So we'll be talking to her about her transition from going from Atlanta or the Georgia area, period, and moved to a whole other state, the state of North Kakalaki, and see, and just basically know the differences she's noticed and whatnot, and really get her take from the modeling industry, how she got started, all that good stuff. So, yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song break. We come back, we'll give y'all a little bit of news. Because what we do, sometimes we give y'all some news you can't use, some news you can use, and some news that's been overused. So definitely in the right spot. And also, shameless plug, Human Cameras Magazine's issue number 2 is out, so make sure y'all go cop it. If y'all want to get the quickest way to find it, you can go to dustspot.com, dustkscot.com/human, like a human, canvas, magazine. You go there, you can be able to find the magazine and, support it. Proceeds from every issue, for every copy sold, we'll be going to breast cancer awareness, so that's how we do. We do something a little different here, man. So y'all now tuned to Life of the Dust Vibes. Let me go ahead and kick it off. I'm feeling like turning up this a little bit, probably. Let's play my girl Experience J featuring B-Rose, a copycat, because everybody ain't got to do what you do. If they don't do it, that's not making them label. So I'm going to let them explain it to you better than I can.
If I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah, the majority, I
got the expectations. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindset, I am not considering. Would you like whack rap? That's your fears. I'm inclined to equality in most of this. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. It's a year old now, and Cass is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's smashed like guru, and yours is minuscule. Oops, minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill and executive peers. That's how they got a deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain, there's clearly no resembling. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a missing me too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And
if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like it.
I just said that, dude.
And my friends agree.
That's good for you. I guess that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like the music with a meaning, yeah, a certain type. I got trifle who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best, and dummy take me serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a groupie, gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Jocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resorted to nothing to rhyme. Stop the juice, nigga, feel like a mad figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the meaning with it? Whack rappers who yak, it should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Fuck taking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to hear original. Nobody.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that, dude.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I gotta let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you gotta come through the Dust Spot. That's right, tune into Life After Dusk with Taryn Lamond, Jakisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddy J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we back. Welcome back. All right, so that was Copycat by Girl Experience, Jay featuring B-Rose. And I love that song so much because it just really explains how I feel personally when people come to me and they just don't like the fact that I don't play the game that everybody else will play. Like, just because somebody else thinks it's hot, I got to agree with them. It's not the way things work over here, people. But anyways, going into some craziness that's going on. Now, let's find out. First off, it's like night and day with a point Floyd Mayweather, because he always he'll put it in the ring, and then he's out of the ring, all this crazy drama happens to him. So let's find out what's going on. Wow. Now, apparently, there's a media takeout exclusive that they had pictures of Ray J in the bed with Dan Floyd, Money Mayweather's girlfriend. Wow. So, of course, Money Mayweather, he pulled Princess out of the strip club, and then he gave her a place to stay, clothes, diamonds, and how did she repay him? Let's find out. Bam. They have concrete proof that she is now carrying on an appropriate relationship with Floyd's homie on top of that. You know, more Floyd Mayweather, man, what's going on, man? People be trying to play with you, bro. But anyways, you know, Ray J, you know, it's a, you know, supposed to be the homie there. And apparently there's some pictures of Ray J and her kissing and hug up in the bed. These photos were then taken and were told that she was dating Floyd Mayweather and accepting his generosity. Floyd met Princess while she was working at Spearman Rhino in Las Vegas. The two headed off to the boy Mayweather, you know, immediately spoiled her rotten, bought her anything and everything her heart desired. He gave her money, fame, and gave her, I will not say that, but, you know, they, you know, the fall with that. Too. And in return, she, yeah, pulled some crazy stuff on him. So, wow. And there are some pictures, you know, the two of them hugged up. Wow, this is crazy. Y'all know what I'm getting ready to do, right? Y'all know what time it is, because when I see ratchetness like that, she's going to get it, y'all. It's the trick of the day. I don't have to think I have to read any more stories like this about that award. And she just earned that award, the Cricket of the Day Award, because what the hell was she thinking? I just don't understand. Like, you know, everybody's going to say, always being a dog. Always being a dog. But then you turn about it, there'd be some moves like this where these dudes spoiling the heck out of you and you want to go around and be ratchet. I mean, get the heck out of here. And then Ray J, you knew that was your boy. I just wanted to know if Ray J knew that she was dating your boy, Mayweather, because that, if that's so, he can't say nothing about that stupid danger crap you were talking about, smashing the homie, because now you the homie, you know, you talking to a chick that was smashing the homie, so what makes you any better, bro? So you getting the Prick of the Day Award, too, just for that. Both of y'all, get the hell out of here. I don't even know what the heck is going on. All right, so we got no one more story to hit y'all with, and then I think we'll have somebody in the building who's very, very special in the building. All right, so I don't know where I want to go next with this. There's just so much craziness going on. Wow, okay, so I don't know. It's just so much, man, so much. I don't know where to start. Wow, okay. Wow, I don't know where I should go first. This is so much. Tick-tock. Okay, I think what it's so much, just so much crazy going on, I don't know where to go. Okay, so, and this is for Fashion Week, by the way. I mean, that's a key phrase here is Fashion Week. So, you know, Steve Harvey and his wife were out and about during Fashion Week yesterday, and Lord, I mean, you know how in high fashion people really go for that craziest thing they can think of. Well, in this case, she went for the craziest thing she could think of. I mean, I don't know what the hell she's got on. I just can't put my fingers on this. It's like church dress meets crochet braids meets, I don't understand what the hell's going on. Like, it's too many patterns going on. It's just way too much going on. And probably she spent just a little bit of grip on it to get it done. So people are going to go, well, that's what you're doing in high fashion. But this is exactly why sometimes, and I'm going to keep it 100, why I can't stand some high fashion models. Because some high fashion models think that the uglier the outfit is, the better the shot, the picture is going to look. Because that's stupid to me. Like, it's more high fashion, the worse the outfit looks. The hell? Where my girl at? In this case, you know we got to do the hug.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
that's pretty much my tea, because I really can't figure this one out, y'all. We gonna get some help for these people, Lord. You know, we gonna have let's have a prayer for a second. Lord, please bless these people in the world that are being so wretched and don't know it. You know, just put your hands on them. Amen. All right, we pray for these people, and God rest their soul. All right, so let's see. We got a caller from the 478 in the building. I think this is what I think it is. Let's find out. Who we got from the 478 in the building with me?
Hey.
Is this the one and only? That's the one and only Monet.
Of course, this is Monet. You gotta excuse my voice. It's a little bit gold.
You catching that, man? Everybody getting that bug. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I went down and partied in Atlanta over the weekend and lost my daggone voice.
Oh, yeah, because you just celebrating your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I get. So you party a little bit too hard as we did. That's a good thing. That happens when you're being sick, but that's when you party. That means it was too much fun. Turned all the way up for you to begin, for you to have your voice gone, all that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Wow, it's hilarious. So I'm gonna let you have the hits now, but later on the show I'm gonna be nosy and find out what the stuff he did. We will find out because we get the information out of people. All right. So first off, for those who don't know who you are, let them know who you are. Like, how did you get started in the industry?
Well, of course, as you already know, I'm Monet. I got started in the industry about 2.5-3 years ago, just taking some shots, playing around outside before my senior year of high school. And then I decided, like, yeah, I really want to take this to a professional level. And whenever I moved to Georgia, then that's whenever I actually got the opportunity working with Urban Styles Media to start branching out and actually pursuing that.
Most definitely. And how was that experience, you know, really getting that start? You know, what did you take from that experience? It was really getting started. Because, you know, a lot of people, they take opportunities for granted.
That experience really opened up my eyes to a lot of stuff and really showed me how to be versatile. It opened me up to video. It opened me up to working with different artists and being able to work on my facial expressions and pose and show me the do's and the don'ts, just basically the basics. And I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to be able to just have a starting point.
Now, what are some of the things, like, what are some of your favorite products you've done with them that, you know, really stood out to you the most?
Some of the things that I would say stood out the most was the event we did with Cash Out at Club Oceans and Warner Robins, whenever we went to College Park and did the interview with the Charlie Boy Gang. What else? Just, I say if I had to pick two, those were the main two, and also the car wash that we did for the models to help us raise money.
Definitely. Now, you know, I'm laughing because I remember I looked at the video you put up of you doing the interview, and it's crazy because, you know, you're like, this is your first, like, this is like really one of your first radio show interviews as far as about you. But it's crazy as far as you being the personality. You know, you can tell, especially in some of you, are just really animated. That's what I love about it. You know, as far as, you know, when you be coming up with some more stuff from it, you know, really tuning in more as being the personality. I love it. It was like you had a little bit of catchy to you, but you were still classy about it. You know, you still, people were like, oh, she too catchy. For me, it wasn't like that. You didn't feel that way. Listen to you.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I know we did, like, for the Cash Out event, I know I was super country on that one. We did like 5 takes of that because I was just like so country, and it was like, dang, girl, you country.
Well, you was like, you were spitting in a spit bucket and talking with straw out your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, Yeah, well, right now we're about to listen to your show for a second. But I'm fine. It's a big deal. Welcome to the show. We started talking like that.
Yeah, I was just like,
oh,
it was just like the way that I said, the way that I said the word, it was just like so country. It was just like, oh, man, that's, you got to try to proper that up. So I'm shouting.
Oh, man. Now, you know, well, one of the big things we want to talk about here, too, is definitely your transition of going from, you know, Georgia to North Carolina. How's that transition been for you? I know, you know, you were making a lot of your big moves. You were started in Georgia, but now you're in a different area. You know, how was that? How's that transition go for you? And what do you see coming from it within the near future?
Well, I would definitely say that transition was a lot different because the market up here is a lot different, and it shows you that there are a whole lot of people that's out here trying to get it. So you really got to do stuff to stand out and not blend in with the crowd. And I'm confident in the fact that with the photographers that I'm working with and the photographer that I'm really getting ready to branch out with, that I will have good production and that I will become successful, and I'm determined to become successful. I don't give a crap what nobody say. I'm going to be successful.
And I'm ashamed of the plug. I think that North Carolina has some of the most slept on photographers, period. Some of the best photographers are hidden in North Carolina, because I see their work and I'm like, man, it really ought to put them on a national, heck, you were even going as far as, say, international level. They really can compete extra hard.
Yeah, most definitely. There are several photographers that are looked over in the North Carolina area that are really talented, that can do a lot of great things.
Now, what would you say as far as, a lot of people, I would say, you know, because every time you hear somebody, everybody was trying to convince you to move to ATL or something, wherever, like you're in Texas, they try to tell you, man, you move to ATL, man, or wherever you're from, they always want to tell you that. You know, what are some of the pros of people moving to, like, Georgia area? What are some of the cons? Because, of course, every city got their own, and every area has their own negatives, too, so people got to understand that.
I would just say that if someone feel like they're prepared to move to ATL, they better be prepared. You got to have the drive and ambition, and you got to make sure that you have your mind right. Because getting down there in that fast life, boy, it can take you up or it can take you down. If your mind ain't right and you get down there, then you just going to flop. But if your mind is right and you sure you want to go get it and you out there hustling, you out there doing what you got to do to be able to get it, then you going to be successful.
That's definitely. And, you know, I see people a lot. You know, people go out there, yeah, I'm going to go out there. You know, I hate this. This whole big myth that people think as soon as they go in ATL, they're gonna be famous right away. Like, I don't understand.
I mean,
being an ATL,
you have so many opportunities just to bump into celebrities on everyday life, and that's really what a lot of people just take into mind. But just because you bump into a celebrity don't mean that they're going to be like, oh, dude, yeah, I'll make you famous. Like, no, they're not going to be like that, because that's their everyday living. That's their everyday walking ground. They just there chilling. If you ain't bringing nothing to the table, if you ain't spoiling your stuff, if you ain't out there hustling and working hard, then really you ain't going to get nowhere.
Right. Now, who's your favorite artist from Georgia? You know, it's a lot. You know, they really starting to really come back hard. You know, they were asleep for a little bit, and then now they're starting to really wake back up. Like, who's, like, as far as people right now, like, who is, like, some of the people you really feel it coming out and they got some heavy heat? Not, and they don't have to be celebrities either. They can be people that are up and coming.
If I got to pick, like, honestly, my favorite rapper from Memphis, you know what I'm saying? Yo Gotti, you know what I'm saying? But if I got to pick someone from ACL, I would definitely say Rich Homie Quan is who I'm rocking with right now.
Okay. So, yeah, Yo Gotti, yeah, he, every time he comes here, he turns everybody, like, showing up. He always getting all white, everything. They be out of numbers when he come out here. So, yeah, I see him on a Yo Gotti tip. Oh, it's the most definitely. Now, we're going to go to a quick music break. We come back, we got some more for you. So I hope you're ready, because I have to tell people, that was a nice part of the show. that was like, you know, it's like you had to put two different channels together next to each other. That was like PBS. We're going to take it like to the next level, like FX. HBO Showtime on you, so y'all be ready.
Oh, no, definitely.
All right, you accepted the challenge. Be careful. All right, y'all. next we got, this is about my boy Spinner. It's for people that love to get to money. So, here we go. This song is an oldie but goodie on the show, but it never gets old because of how it really inspires me. I should be trying to get to the money.
Money on my mind all the time. Money on my mind all the time. Yeah. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Hey, hey. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Gotta get that money. Yeah. I'm chasing paper like I'm running in a relay race. Money on my mind all the time, nothing takes place. I treat my money like a hoe. I spend it, then I get some more. Money is my best friend, you know what I'm saying, foe. I like the sight of money, I like the smell of money, I like the way it sounds
when I'm stacking in my honey.
Yeah, I toss it everywhere. Money throwing all in the atmosphere.
Get
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah! So, yes, we are in the building. Yes, we're back. And that was my boy Spinner with Get to the Money. And we're back in the building with the beautiful, talented Monet.
Yeah.
I was, a lot of people laugh because I know how to do the, like, I know how to do the camel's voice perfectly. Like, I got it down pat. They'd be like, dang, you got it down. I'd be like, hold on, I got to do this. Guess what day it is? Hump day, yeah. Oh, man. I mean, kidding. They're like, what the hell? Yeah, I know I'm the one that, I'm arguably, you know, I'm one of the most simple prank callers ever. I'm a sneak. One of these days, you know, possibly, I like to let them know when I'm a prank call people because they be trying to be too slick, so... I'm gonna let y'all know a week in advance when I'm gonna do a prank call show. I know y'all love the hell out of them.
So, oh yeah.
Now, okay, like I told you, I said the first part of the show was like TBS. This is like FX. This is like Showtime. Whatever channel is definitely the mirror opposite of TBS. This is like what you're gonna get into now. So first off, you know. But, I mean, everything's going to be crazy. Just let you know that expect some crazy stuff on this part of the show.
Okay.
All right. So, first off, you know, what would you say is the worst photo shoot you've done so far? Because, you know, there's always good ones, but there's always that one you wish you could wave a magic wand and make it disappear.
I pretty much had good experiences for all my photo shoots, but if I would have to have picked the worst one, it was whenever I had to do a shoot in the freaking, like, on the side of a lake in some bushes where I'm freaking ants and bugs and stuff were that eat my tail up.
These mosquitoes. No, it doesn't say the country out here.
Man, it was ants and spiders and everything out there. It was ants and spiders and everything out there. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
So, I know that's always the part. They love to tell me because I got, I'm going to go ahead and make a public service announcement. I've been watching. If you're coming in and you're trying to try me in the chat room, because I know some of y'all around this time of night like to act as food, just know how to do a screen talk. Because I know he begins to, maybe people coming through and trying to racist, man. Just go ahead and let us know this ain't the day, this ain't the show, because I'm going to front you out. All right.
Continue.
Y'all see what they're in the chat room is definitely making you say,
Oh, my mind always be going in a million different ways with an escape plan anyway. So
right. I'm like, anybody got time for that. But anyways, going on to a little bit more, because that's amazing that you haven't had any bad, because everybody's had that one bad shot. I haven't had one where it was bad yet. I've been pretty good so far. I've had shoots that people telling me have been on point. Thank God. Hopefully you keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so as far as, like, what's, like, the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? Like, something that you regret that you want to take back? And then don't try to tell me nothing because we will find out. We would put some spies out there and we would get some people to tell me. Stitches don't get stitches on this show.
The most embarrassing thing that happened to me, I would say, was whenever we did that cash out of it inside the club, I got a little too drunk and I fell in between the crack between the bar and the stage. And I got a long scar. I have this scar that's still on my arm to this day. That proves it. drank a whole bottle of Ciroc that night by myself.
Wow. You know, we get
to... It wasn't no little bottle.
We gotta get you. We gonna get you. You ain't get it for the. You ain't get the award, but we gotta definitely give you the crickets on that. Wow. Don't let friends get that jerk. That's a public.
Man, I was just sitting there, taking shots.
Everybody. You started,
I like this song.
I'm saying, Lord, I'm saying, nah, let me stop lying, because I'll be in the club tomorrow, or Friday, or whatever. I can't even keep track, that's bad. all right, so what's, as far as, you know, for the guys who are listening, because we do, I know people always want to be nosy and find out, are you dating anyone, are you single, what's the scoop?
I think I want to exercise my right as a Fifth Amendment on that one.
So give you some time to think about how you want to answer that question. Fifth Amendment, we don't have the Bill of Rights this show.
I would say that I have a significant other.
All right, did we get an answer? Wait. Did we get an answer? All right, survey.
I would say that I have a significant other that's my little secret.
Okay, all right, escapes.
Hey, bye, see ya.
Look at me.
Yeah,
bye, see ya. He showed his show. Oh, really? I'm your little secret now, huh?
Bye, see ya.
Cover to my Facebook last night. Yeah, all right. You're doing the most. Wow. Okay, y'all saw we got it out of her, though. You see, I just try to play us. You're going to do 50 minutes here at Life at the Devs Live. We're going to send some people out to tell him that you're in trouble now. So he will be calling you to the show and say, oh, really now?
I'm pretty sure he's already listening.
But yes,
I'm pretty sure.
Now, all right, so what we're going to do now, I want you to pick. Oh, man, I'm trying to figure. I don't know. I'm trying to think, want to be mean. Do I not want to be mean? Yes, be mean. I've been feeling some type of way today that I've been needing to get some anger out, so I feel like being evil. So, one of the ways of me expressing my anger is, who do you say is the five worst artists that's in the game right now? Yeah, everybody always picks best, but that's kid stuff. Anybody can pick best, but we have to be messy every now and then, too. So, who do you say is the five worst artists that's out right now? That he's like, take a chill pill, hide and go, no, this is chill at home. Watch some TV or something.
The five worst artists, I really don't know, because I really don't listen to the radio that much as often. I mostly like go on livemixtapes.com and get me a mixtape, or get one of my homeboys or something to slide me a mixtape. But so I'm not really current on the songs that people have out right now. I know the songs that I don't like, but.
All right, so what songs do you not like? What songs don't you like? There you go, so you ain't trying to be.
I don't like that song.
That's what I'm trying to do, so you have the show. Like, she thinks she's on a baby, but it doesn't work very well, man.
I don't like that song, Blurred Lines. I can't stand that song. That's my girl favorite song and my best friend favorite song, but I cannot stand that song at all. Like, period.
I'm
going to
agree with you on that, because I really was one of those people. It's really one of those songs that it's just one of those songs that gets stuck in your head. But I'm on a team. I hate that song, and I hate it 10 times more.
Yeah.
But now that you hear it, you think of Miley Cyrus, and who wants to think about that every single day?
And then there's this other song. There's this other song. I don't even know who the crap sang this song. It's like Shower, all right? Whatever. However the crap that song goes, I don't like it.
That's
my best friend loved that song.
Oh, that's ASAP Ferg, I believe. I forget which part of ASAP game this is. This is one of the ASAPers. I think that's ASAP's first.
I don't give a crap who it is. I don't like it.
That's right. That is ASAP Ferg. That's what I was, you know, it was about music knowledge. Yeah, I don't really. It's one of, that's one of those songs. Yeah, I agree. It's, all you got to do is put something out. Just really just say some famous, you know, mention somebody's famous name, and then, you know, they do what they do.
Yeah.
Shovel, yeah. Right? That's, yeah, that song is annoying.
I don't like, I'll just be like, why? Like, no, I don't, no, I wasn't ready. I don't want to listen to that.
You didn't see, you have to see the reaction to that song when it's played in the club. I don't really see, people don't really get turked up. Now, it might be another, like, of course, L.Y. stuff because, you know, of course, that's where ASAP Rocky is from. So, you know, of course, they're going to be jamming probably. But shoot, here, over here in good old Texas, you know, when I didn't see people with that stuff come on, or when I played against CS, I was like, just finding out how the crowd feeling it. I just didn't really see anybody get turned up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Yeah, I guess I'm going to go ahead and say, me and you might have a very similar taste in music among Death with the Patch in the back for that one. So, yes.
Cool.
All right, now, what we're going to do, we'll go ahead and go, see if we got callers. We're going to go to the phone lines. And I'm going to go ahead and remind you, you want to act a freaking monkey, I'm going to be a monkey with you. So, don't come over here and come over here to extra races, though. I know how y'all do it, okay? I'm watching. All right, so let's go first to this caller. You got a caller from another caller from the 478. You in the building? You with your boy Seti J and your girl Monet on Life of the Dust Live. What we got? And this 478 last number is 7. All right. I guess Castro. Let me just listen. I'll come and put them back in the queue. If you want to, you know, you want to talk, just don't let me know. All right, so we got another caller. All right, we got another caller from 478. Who we got?
Robert.
What's up, Robert? What's up?
I'm chilling. You asked her earlier which shoot did she like the least. Kind of curious, which one is she looking forward to the most?
Oh,
put me on the spot.
I love it.
Which one am I looking forward to the most? I really, dang. I don't know, like, because it's just.
We're not letting her get off the hook. As you learn, I don't let you get off the hook in this show.
I think that the shoots that I'm going to be doing in Georgia are what I'm looking forward to, like, right now.
We got the.
So when are you going to be shooting
in
Georgia?
You want to know who the shoot with? Yeah, thank you. She's real sick about that, right? You see, the world not go to Georgia. That's so vague.
I'm
going to
be shooting, but I'm going to be shooting with three different people that weekend.
Yes.
So I know you don't talk to them. Like, who got the craziest concepts? Who blowing your mind right now?
Oh my goodness! You gonna put me on the spot like that right here, right now,
What place that was advocate? All right, how about this? What part of each character from each person do you like that you're getting ready to do something with? Let's do that. We'll make it a little easier since you try to be. Since you guys don't want. I let you get away with one question. I let you use one pass, but wait a minute, you get past me no more.
The concept. the concepts that I really like are, like, the major photo editing stuff that the photographers talk about doing, like, with some unique stuff and, like, duct tape, the duct tape project or black tape project or whatever you call that tape
Which
project.
Which photographer? You say you're working with, like, three photographers. You got to be more specific.
Oh, Robert, you know I'm shooting with you, man. You know I'm doing the shoot with you.
somebody else is Robert. Somebody else is called out. Renato Creator is in the chat room, right? And he called you out. He said, "Wow, just forget about me, huh?"
Oh no, no! Oh my god! Oh my god!
I'm telling you, I'm one of the messiest people in the world. I am not gonna fight.
Oh my goodness, no. I'm not forgetting about you, Renato, because you are freaking awesome. You're super awesome. You send me tips and advice and everything. You're super great. Like, man, I'm looking forward to next shoot also. Like, Robert Kyle put me on the spot. Trying to make me ask a freaking question when I don't even know.
I mean, you could have said a lot of stuff. You could have said, like, Shannara or Ross. There's a lot of people you got plans to work with who push some pretty interesting stuff.
I don't even know Shannara Ross. Who is that?
Dang, Faithful Images.
Wow.
You know, we got Michael Martin down
here.
Who's
up for this?
What?
I'm supposed to be blowing up at the end of the show. He'll be like, this is funny. Shut that out.
People gonna be going off on you. Oh my goodness!
I told her before she came to the show that I was crazy. She's really started. It started coming full circle. And, oh my god, he was not lying.
I'm about to go, but one more question for you.
What?
You think about Brandon or doing any other things besides modeling?
I'm thinking about doing other things besides modeling because, you know, you got to switch it up and be versatile. So I'm looking into doing some acting, and I really want to, before it's all said and done, I want to be able to be very successful and have my own brand or franchise or something like that, and I want to have a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to helping and empowering young adults. And I also want to have something that's linked with the Susan G. Komen Foundation that helps breast cancer survivors.
All right, I see you on that. It's cool. I'm glad you mentioned that, too. I was going to segue that because it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you just mentioned, you know, you really want to give something back to that. When you think of breast cancer awareness, what comes to your mind? What is something, because everybody thinks different things of it, but, like, what comes to your mind and why is it so important to you?
Like, for one, it's important to me because that's what my aunt died of. My aunt died of breast cancer, and she was really dear to me. And, like, I just want people to, like, women to be able to know, like, it's okay to go get checked out. Make sure you doing your personal breast examinations every month, like the doctor tell you. I got to get on that myself because they get on to me about that at the doctor. But make sure you just stand on top of things, being aware, because the sooner that it is caught, the better chances that you have of fighting it. And, like, even if you're fighting it, then you still just don't give up. Just keep fighting because you can overcome it. Because I know a girl that has overcome it miraculously and done great. So just, I don't know. Just like, I don't know.
Yeah, my grandma, she actually, you know, my grandma, my dad, which would be more than my dad's mom, she actually is a four-time of cancer survivor. So, you know, big her up. And she's 86. And she's like a really, for an 86-year-old woman, she's a very, energetic, and I've mentioned that a lot. How I tell people, I'm like, if I'm at that age, it's exactly how I want to be. To where, you know, I could just still be mobile and really still be full of energy. That's how I want to be, and I get older.
Yeah.
So yes, I definitely, you know, and I'm really definitely, you know, I really, I'm glad you mentioned it because we don't. You know, we do this every year. We do this whole thing where we call Check Your Boobs. And definitely, I can't wait. All the photographers, all the models that are out there, artists, you know, really get involved because I really, you know, I feel some type of way about this. And to me, I really want to break the stigma. First off, it's not a white woman's disease. The body that's so ignorant, they think that it's not an old woman's disease. Because I know women who freaking got breast cancer at 25. So they have been, they've been on the, matter of fact, the reason why we even got started is the woman who came on the show, she was 25 years old when it all happened. So.
Mm-hmm.
And her, and this funny thing, her dad and her granddad died from it. So that's, I learned something new about that too. I did not know. Before that show, I was ignorant to the fact that guys can actually get breast cancer. So, wow, that really was.
Before this show, I was ignorant to that fact. I didn't know that. I didn't know that guys could get it.
Right, because a lot of times, because what we think is we think of breast. When we think of breasts, we think of, you know, we automatically think of women's breasts, but we don't really think about the fact that more so breast is not necessarily the tissue that's there, the muscle that's there, so we all, this what happens a lot, so I really, that really woke me to that, because I was like, wow, what the hell. So yes, I can't wait, and as far as like what, everything you've got coming up, today was your last day on Earth, and you want everybody to remember you for something, what would you want everybody to remember you for? What would be those last thoughts for the to remember forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, 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 ever about you?
I would just want everybody to remember me as an inspirational person, because whatever I do, I look to inspire and encourage other people to be able to do better and to better themselves. Like, of course, I want to be successful myself, but along the way, I also want to be able to encourage others to achieve their dreams and to let them know that this, like, success is within their reach, too, with a lot of hard work and dedication.
And I see the chat. I want to give the chat room shout-outs. I see.
You said it was.
I'm going to give some chat room shout-outs. I see we got a bunch of guests. We got, if I'm not mistaken, it says Hitler did nothing wrong. Wow, I'm so done with that. Renato Creatives is in the chat room. UE Photography is in the chat room, which, by the way, you mentioned my comment that he just did a great shoot with you this morning, and he's actually working on your picture as we speak.
Yeah.
And then Nothing 80, I see you in the chat room, too, so. Yes, everybody's in chat. I see y'all. I appreciate y'all coming to the live chat. I'm going to this last call. I'm going to another call. I see we got some more callers in the building. And again, if you want to speak, make sure you press 1. And then remember, if you're coming at me crazy, y'all see that I'm crazy, so I'm at crazy with you. All right, we got somebody on the line that's Unbreakable Crypto.
Hi, I want to know where I can get my degree in Ebonics. Do you know what I'm saying, my brother?
Yes, I know where you get your degree in Ebonics. You want to know where you get it from?
Say again, sir.
Would you like to know where you can get it? Oh, excuse me. Let me change my voice for a second.
Would you like to know where you can get your degree in Ebonics from?
Yes.
Take your hand.
And it bite directly to my forehead?
No.
Oh.
And take that banana out of your ass and hide inside that banana. Bye.
All right, y'all be out.